I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Chuck a banana peel in the trash, or ask AI to generate an image of a kitten dragon. Your everyday activities impact Earth's oceans. Modern human lifestyles produce a lot of carbon dioxide, or CO2. The power plants making electricity burn fossil fuels and emit CO2. Our waste streams also emit CO2. Humans contribute 9.5 billion tons of carbon to Earth's atmosphere, where it prevents excess global heat from escaping into outer space. For eons, the oceans stopped global heating by sponging up extra CO2 in the air. Water molecules fuse with CO2 and hold it almost indefinitely. But now, instead of absorbing CO2, the ocean is venting out its ancient stores. The culprit behind this cycle reversal is heat. A hotter planet creates hotter oceans. Heat weakens water's ability to absorb CO2. It also weakens water's grip on carbon absorbed in the past. To restore chemical harmony, the deep ocean releases its stored carbon, but it too slips water's grip and is outgassed back into the atmosphere. The result is an endless feedback loop. More carbon, hotter planet, hotter oceans, more carbon. There's no denying we're in hot water, but ordinary people can make a huge difference by contributing food scraps to compost, which stores carbon in our soils on land. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.